Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, in which we presented a number of kashas, and now we will get to the explanation, b'siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara says that if a person is nene min olam hazeh v'lo bracha, it's ki'ilu gozeh ala kodesh baruch hu. If you're nene from this world without a bracha, it's like stealing from Hashem. Rashi says, what are you stealing? You're stealing the bracha. The Maharsha says, what do you mean you're stealing the bracha? Why don't you say kapshuto, that if you eat without a bracha, you're stealing the food? So how are we going to explain Rashi, Bikasha and Rashi? So Badas Rashi, maybe we could say as follows, says the Avram, that if a person is nene min olam hazeh below bracha, not only does it say that you're stealing from Hashem, but it also says that you're kilu moal, kilu nene mikachi shamayim, it's like me'ilah, it's being nene mikachi shamayim. And when it comes to me'ilah, the hekdesh, we find two different types of me'ilah. One is that if you have a chefetz that's kotche bedek habayis, and a person takes this object and he uses it for his own needs, so he's mo'al behekdesh u'kepshuto. And only if he's poda from hekdesh, then nifka mi'chefetz zeh shem hekdesh, very yotze l'chulin. If he's poda, then it goes out to chulin. So one type of me'ilah is using something before it was redeemed. After it was redeemed, it's no longer holy. And it's me'ilah if you use it before it was redeemed. There's another type of hekdesh, and that is me'ilah b'achilas kotche kotchem lefnei zrikas damim, like the Rambam says, kol kotche kotchem molim pen mishuk tishu achi zare kadam. That's the Rambam, Perek Beis, Milchus Me'ilah Halacha Beis. So what's the idea there of me'ilah, that you're eating the carbon before the zrikas hadam? So it's not that you weren't poda the hekdesh and taking it out the chulin, because the basar hanechal is kodesh even after zrikas hadam. So it's not an inyan of taking it out the chulin, being motzi the chulin. Ve'ein inyan zrikas hadam kein pidyon the basar zeh. Now it's not like a type of pigeon, the zrikas hadam. But the gedder is that if the mizbech hasn't received the chelek haroilo, hare adayin yesh b'zeh isr shel achilas adam, if the mizbech hasn't received the chelek that belongs, that it deserves, that's coming to it, so there's an isr of achila of adam. She zrikas hadam matir achilas adam, that the zrikas hadam permits a person to eat. And if the Mizbeach hasn't yet received its chelek, it's usher to eat. Once the Mizbeach receives its chelek, then you're allowed to eat it. But beforehand, it's me'ilah. K'mokein, we find ke'ein zeh, the guy with the emurim, it says in Pesachim, Nantes, Amit Beis, Yachi Yako, Hanam Rashayim, B'chazi, V'shol, Kodim, Haktar, Se emurim, Tamad Lomber, Pekta, Akonis, Sechela, Bam, Mizbecha. V'hoder, V'hoya, Achazi, La'aron, L'banav. So it says, I might think that the Kohanim are allowed to eat the chaz and the shok before Akhtaras Ha'imurim. And the Gemara brings from the Pasuk that no, first you have to do the Akhtaras Ha'imurim, and then the chazek can be eaten by Aaron Ubanov. Rambam says that in the Perek Tes, Milchus Ma'aseh Karbonos, Lachir Aleph, Veina Kohanim Zochim B'chazek B'shok, Ela La'achar Hekder Emurim. The Kohanim are only Zochim, the chazek and the shok, in the breast and in the leg, after the burning of the innards of the Haktaras Emurim. So the Rambam doesn't mean here that this is a type of zechia in Mominus, like someone is poda hektesh, that he's zoche. No. The fipshuto is like the lashon of the Gemara Psachim, that the Kohanim are not allowed in the chaz and the shok. There's an isser to eat the chaz and the shok. And the heter is haktaras emurim. Then they're allowed to eat it. Rashi writes in Psachim, Ein Zayinam at Beis, Dibur Mas Chodam, that after Zrikas Hadam, haKohanim Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. After Zrikas Hadam, the Kohanim are eating from Hashem's table. In other words, be'etzem the basar is shaykh the hekdesh even after the zrikas hadam, even after the haktaras emurim, and just afterwards, so you're eating at Hashem's table, then you're allowed to eat it. So it's not like a pidyon; it's that it's asur. And then what's matir it is the what's matir to eat from shulchan gavoh is the haktaras emurim, the zrikas hadam. Akopanim, it would appear from this that the Iker Yisoda Isser is that you haven't given the Mizbech the Chelek HaMagiyalo. Dam is also Achilas Mizbech. Rashi, Psachim, Zvachim, excuse me, Tesamet Beis, Divar Maschil Ein. Because the Basar is Meikara Miyuad L'Achilas HaAdam. First, the Basar is for man's consumption. Just first, he has to give the Mizbech what it deserves, the blood, the Emurim. And the Iker, Tvi, on the person, is that he hasn't given the Mizbech its Chelek, Umimela. We can understand Rashi that kol anene v'loy bracha davi goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es birchoso. That Rashi says pshat is that you're stealing Hashem's bracha. Because the inyan of Amira's bracha is like Zrikas Hadam HaMatir. Which means, as we explain, that if a person hasn't given a Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol what he deserves with a capital H, just like you have to give the Mizbech what the Mizbech deserves and then you can eat. So it's the Gemara says that about eating kachim. And the Gemara compares eating without a bracha to mi'ila. What type of mi'ila? Mi'ila of not giving. Mi'ila means not giving the Mizbech what it deserves and eating the animal. And before Zerikas Adam, Akhtar Seymurim. And so too, when it comes to a bracha, the Gemara tells them too. So also, when you didn't make a bracha, you denied Hashem what's coming to him, what he deserves. So that's also a type of mila. So Rashi therefore says that when the Gemara says that it's your gozel from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, your gozel is bracha, because that's Hashem's chelek, just like the Mizbeach chelek of the Adam and Emurim. Hashem's chelek of Yachol is the bracha. There are a number of rayas for this, maybe in a different shir. Well, the fi kol zeh, maybe we can say as follows, that's the havamina of the Gemara. That's, well, according to the Rambam, it's the havamina. In Pashtus, it's the maskana, right, as we discussed in the previous shir. The Gemara compares amiras brachas al achilas ha-pesach v'achilas ha-zevach to the din of zrikas hadam. Zrika b'chlal shvicha, zrika not b'chlal shvicha. And we ask, my shaita, what's the shaychus between Zerikas Hadam and Hilchas Brachas, right? We said that if you do a Shvicha on the Zevach, that's, even though you're allowed to do Zerika, but if you do Shvicha, it also counts. So therefore, it's subsumed under the same category as the Pesach, so make it, because Pesach requires Shvicha. So the Brach on the Pesach works for it, but you can't do Zerika on the Pesach, the Dam of the Pesach, so therefore, it can't be subsumed under Zevach, so only the Brach of the Pesach works for the for the Zevach, but not vice versa. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't work either way, because you got to do Shvich or Zrika. But Lekulei Alma, what's going on? What's the kesher? So the answer is that the inyan of saying a bracha is the same as the inyan of Zrika Saddam. Zrika Saddam is you're giving them Mizbeach Mashemagiyalo, and Amiras HaBracha is that you're giving Hashem Mashemagiyalo. So it's the same thing. That's what's Matir the Basar. That it's not going to be Mi'ila Zrikas Hadam. And what's Matir the food, that it's not going to be Mi'ila Zamiras HaBracha. So the Pulas HaBrachas came Pulas Hadam. What about the Rambam? As we mentioned, the Rambam holds that that's only the Saka Daitoch. The Rambam holds the Maskana Mahaltnishtazoi. That we don't say that it's Midin being Matir, we don't say it's Midin it's because of the Zvicha and the Shvicha that the Gemara says. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that neither Bracha works for the other, and yet he holds Zvicha Bezchal Shvicha and Shvicha Mechal, and yet he Paskins that Zvicha is Mechal Shvicha. So Paskins like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva doesn't work. It has to be either both. Rabbi Akiva holds that Zvicha is not Bechal Shvicha, Shvicha is not Bechal Zrika. So if he Paskins like Rabbi Akiva that the Bracha and the Zevach doesn't work for the Pesach and vice versa, he has to hold that Shvicha and Zrika, you can never do Shvicha for Zrika and Zrika for Shvicha. So, but yet the Rambam holds like Rabbi Akiva that neither Bracha works for the other, and yet he holds that Zerika is Mechal Shvicha, like Rabbi Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi, the Rambam doesn't hold that that's the reason the Maskana. That the one bracha doesn't cover the other. Because the Rambam would say that that's Dafka by Birchas Hananin. If you want to compare the inyan of the spilling of the blood and the bracha, that's for Birchas Hananin. That's what's matter you to be nana from this, just like what's matter you to be nana from the animal is the zrika, zrika sadam. So it's what's matter you to be nana from the food is birchas hananin. So the maskana of the Rambam says, the Gemara says that it's, but we're talking about birchas hamitzvah. So for birchas hamitzvah, you can't apply the laws of birchas hananin. The brachas on the Pesach and the Zevach, the Gemara is talking about is birchas hananin, not birchas hamitzvah, not birchas hananin. So what does Shvicha and Zrika have to do with the Birchas HaMitzvah? Birchas HaMitzvah is not to be matir the Hanah. And it's also not to be matir the Asiyas HaMitzvah. It's not coming as a matir. It's a chovah. You have to bless before the make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. But it's not coming as a matir, and it has nothing to do with Zerikas Hadam, which is the din of a matir. So you can't compare the two. Varekvar beer. Hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger. Begilyan Ashas. Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The chilek between Berachos Mitzvah and Berachos Hananin. That it's near Mavur Betosfus Sham. That's Besafik Berachos Hananin. We go to Chumra. If you're not sure, you have to make the bracha. And that Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Lo Shaychach Alomer Safik Berachos Lachak. You can't say Safik Berachos Lachak like the Magen Avraham asks in Reish Tes Sif Katan Gimel. Because the Rashba says, Mpsachim Kuf Beis, that Lo Shayich Kein Ele Birchas HaMitzvahs, that Brachas Einam Akvus. So the Brachas Nama Akev, and you can say Safik Brachas Lahakal. But Birchas Hanen, and you know that without a Brachas, there's no Safik Brachas Lahakal. And it's not a Chashash Bracha Levatala, because it's not Levatala, because if you don't make the Bracha, then you know that to eat, so it's not Levatala. You're Mesupik. You can't eat without it, so you can't say the Brachas for naught. You can't say it's Levatala. So that he makes a distinction by mitzvahs. You say Safik brachas lahakol, because you can do the mitzvah without the bracha. The bracha is not matir the mitzvah. Only by birchas hananim is a matir. So that's the distinction between the two, and that's the Gemara's maskana. We're talking about birchas hamitzvah according to the Rambam. So don't tell me about zvicha and shvicha. That has nothing to do with it. Zvicha and shvicha are only shaykh to relate to a bracha conceptually, if they're matirim. But this we're not talking about. Bracha being a matir, you're talking about Berachas HaMitzvah, which isn't a matir, only if Berachas HaNen is a matir, not Berachas HaMitzvah. And now, Magai Tzarek Tzunzel Sugya, as they say in the yeshivas. We have the Gemara that talks about the Pasuk by Shmuel HaNavi, that Hu Yivarech HaZevach, and then afterwards Yochlu HaKruim Lametcha Shaton Bracha Lefnei Achila. Rashi says, what's the bracha? Asher Kedishan Tzitzanu Lechol HaZevach Vehechen Tzivanu Vavasar Teichel V'divrei Rashi Tzrichim Biur. What's the mitzvah? So we saw in the previous year that it might very well be that it's only a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat. However, Rashi l'shitaso, it's not shver, because Rashi holds that a mitzvah of achilas kachim is a filu l'Yisrael. Psachim nuntes amir aleph, chulin yud beis amir aleph, and it's learned from the pasuk of achilas amasher kupar behem. The only problem is, so Rashi brings another pasuk. Rashi in Bracha says the pasuk is Vavasar Teichal. And Rashi in those other places says that the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is Vachlo Asam Asher Kupar Behem. So why Rashi here bring another source than he did in Pesachim Nuntes and Chulin Yud Beis? Rashi here brings from the pasuk in Re'eh, "B'dam zevachecha yishafecha mizbech Hashem Elokecha, v'basar tochal." So the basar tochal is a mitzvah, and therefore Rashi says you make a bracha. But Rashi in the other places says it's from the pasuk of Achlua, Osam Asher Kupar Behem. how you can understand the steers in Rashi as to what the source for the mitzvah of the Israel to eat the carbon is. Also, it would appear that this pasuk is not a mitzvah l'achilas basar. It's telling you that you're not allowed to eat the meat until the blood is thrown, like we find in Pesach Mayin Zayim and Beis, she'ena basar mutar b'achila shizarek adam, v'dam zvachecha yishafech, first shvichas adam, and then b'basar tochal, and then eat. So if pshuto shel mikra, it's a heter of achilas basar ad zrikas adam. But menalon loymar, how can we say that b'basar tochal is telling us that it's a mitzvah of achilas basar? So we have to understand Rashi. So in Makkos and David Zayin Amar Aleph, we darshim from the pasuk Lasucha Lecho B'Sharecha Masa Degon Chatzetshim Nedvotsecha, says the Gemara Reb Shimon, Maze Balam Deinu, Ela La'ochel B'Soido V'Shlamim Lifnei Zrika Shehu Loke. Rashi writes that you get Malkus if you eat the Todan Shlamim before the Zrika. Rashi says, Din Eino Winyin Chutz L'Choma Tenei Winyin L'Kach. So Isra Khamish Tayochal Sito Linyan Lav Shembo Asaram Fresh Smakomachra la Esebel Van the Dams Vachhi Shavik Vahadra Vasatoichal. So don't apply this to eating outside the home of Yerushalayim. Rather apply it to something that doesn't have a lav elsewhere, just an assay. Eating before the sprinkling of the blood is an assay. What's the assay? The Dams Vachhi Shavik and Yishafik and then Babasatoichal. As Mavor Midibe Rashi. שנאמר בפסוק הזה איסור עשה היינו שאסור לאכול מן הבשר לפני זריקת דמים. So the pasuk says and then eat the meat. It's telling you first sprinkle the blood, then eat the meat, and if you don't you're over on an iser. So it's an iser that's framed as an עשה. ואשר לכאורה יוצא לנו מזה דבר חדש לפי שיטת רשי והיינו שאף על פי שאישור איסור עשה הרי ביסודו Udvar Isur, even though an Isser essay fundamentally is an Isser, and we don't find brachas on Isurim, but just on Kiyum Mitzvahs. But since it says in Psachim, Taf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, Shekol Lav Habo Mechlal Asay, Asayhu, every Lav that emerges from an Asay has the status of an Asay. So it has a shame in mitzvah, even legabe chovas birkas hamitzvahs. Alav abo mechlal asay, even though biyisodo it's an iser, but it still is framed as an asay. So it's an asay, and it gets a bracha. And the explanation of the kiyum mitzvah is that when you eat the basar after zrikas hadam, you're Mekayim, Ratzon HaTorah, that you're not eating it before the Zrika. Torah says don't eat it before the Zrika. First spill the blood and then eat it. So the Iker Kavanah HaTorah is to tell you that it doesn't want you to eat the blood before to eat the carbon before the blood is sprinkled. But when you eat it after the blood is sprinkled, you're Mekayim, Ratzon HaTorah. Since it's framed in a positive context, positive framing. It says, sprinkle the blood and eat the meat. So by not eating the meat before, but eating the meat afterwards, your Mekayim mitzvah, and that would mandate a bracha. So that's what we can gauge from Rashi. Rashi says there's a bracha on eating kachim, and the bracha would be because as Rashi's source is that first you sprinkle the blood and then you eat it. So the mitzvah is that you didn't eat it before, you waited afterwards, you'd be Mekayim Ratzon HaTorah by first sprinkling the blood and then eating and not doing vice versa. Ishpo Arichus Dvarim, and we will conclude here. And we haven't answered all the kashas yet, but maybe in the future. Shalom, shalom.